Hi Roger, would you like to tell me some of the publications you have written for?
I started out working for Distorted magazine when I was 16, which was a hardcore punk and alternative magazine. Then I went to university, and while I was at university, I worked for a PR company in London called Frank PR, and recently just finished working as online editor at Guest List magazine, which is an online-based publication, but they print newspapers every month, circulating 100,000 copies.
As a freelance music journalist, how do you find publications to take your articles?
I look up on the web who works on the music desk for, say, if I wanted to send some work to The Guardian for a review, I'd work out who was the guy who was on the music desk. I'd also just try and send it around as many blogs as physically possible. There was a good website that I used when I was working at Frank PR called Gorkana, which has like the contacts for everyone you can imagine. It's got everyone from the editor of The Sun to Rupert Murdoch's mum, probably, I don't know. It's all done in my own time by looking at many websites for stuff like fashion and culture. I look at the Daily Street, Hypebeast, Life and Times. For kind of news, TMZ, Huffington Post, Pitchfork, Rolling Stone, that kind of thing. If I'm looking at hip hop specifically, I'll go to like The Masked Gorilla and XXL and Hype Track. That Piff and Mixtapes. It's all just about sitting on your computer non-stop trying to find a way to review something. I've got quite an eclectic taste, but I've also got a very elitist taste. And if I don't want to review something, I just won't.
What social media applications do you use to aid your work?
Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr—they're the top three. I think they're the only three I use. I'm not ever off Facebook. My phone is always connected to it online. I'm checking it quite a lot, and if I'm not out of the house, I'm on Facebook. Twitter, on the other hand, I look at occasionally, but I usually just follow it to see what celebrities are up to because I'm quite nosy. And then Tumblr is literally just kind of a little bit of a portfolio about who I am. But either way, all three of them are really good for finding bands, really good for finding anything. And obviously you've got Google and stuff like that, but because I don't have an iPhone, I can't really have any of these apps on like Apple or whatever. But yeah, Facebook, Twitter, and Tumblr are the top three.